KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Say good evening, KI4VLW, Mr. Randy up there in Asheville. Go ahead with your announcement there, Randy.
LS, KI4VLW. Thank you, Gary. Hamfest. We are having our Hamfest in July. The West Cars Hamfest. We will be at the Haywood County Fairgrounds again, where we've been. But it is now called the Smoky Mountain Event Center. It's in the same place, and that will be Saturday, July 24th. Gates open at 8, and if anyone needs a inside table or wants a spot in the pole barn or wants early tickets, they need to send me an email. Our website is down, and we don't know when it's going to be back up. But if they will send me an email, and I'll give my address in just a moment, and I will send them the form to print off, download and print off, to send in to us for tables, pole barn space, and or advance tickets. We've had to go up a dollar on everything, so the tickets are $8 at the door and $6 at fans. Let me let your repeater drop, Gary. And my email address is rtsp71@aol.com. And I'll give that again in phonetics. Romeo Tango Sierra Papa 71@aol.com. And just send me an email. Like I say, I'll send them. Form to you to download and print off, and with the instructions on where to send it and what to do. But again, that'll be Saturday, July 24th in Waynesville at the Smoky Mountain Event Center, formerly the Haywood County Fairgrounds. Thank you, Gary. It's KI4VLW.
Randy, appreciate you bringing that to us. Anyone need any feels on Randy's announcement? Okay, got it, Randy. You want to put Linda in the log while I got you on there?
KJ4CRL, Linda. And appreciate it. Just check us in and out. We'll be listening to the swap net, though.
I got KI4VLW. That's Mr. Randy and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. Miss Linda up there in Asheville. And folks, if you've never been up to Waynesville to that ham fest, that is a really nice little ham fest. They've got a pole barn out there where they have tailgating, and they have other folks out there tailgating in the sunshine. They got indoor spaces, and they've always got something good to eat up there, too. So if you can make it, go up there. Like I said, it's a real nice little ham fest. All righty, any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net, please call KI4DOS. I got some pre-check-ins. I'm going to run through those real quick. I got W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla of Traveler's Rest. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy of Table Rock. KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit. And W2AMD, Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And KA5WLL is Mr. Leroy. He's over at Taylor's. And KD2RKN is Mr. Jason. He's down in Williamston. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. Thank all those folks for using the pre-check-in function on the repeater. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag tube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag tube portion. Let's start them off with any Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via Echolink. Pickens, in and out.
KI4DOS, please check in November 2, Oscar Golf. Scott, down on Edisto Beach, I'm negative and negative, and I'll be listening to the swap net.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KG4WNP. That's Mr. Landon, he's over at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. And N2OG, Mr. Scott, down there at Edisto Beach. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Still got a couple more Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is KO4QAB. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Alpha Bravo. Chris Williams from Powhatan, Virginia.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in. Kilowatt 4. Nova G play and easily negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KO4QAB, Mr. Chris up there in Pelican, Virginia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And K4YNG, that's my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Esther we said hello. Got one more Echolink station up, and then we'll go to the alphabet. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control. This is Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey Bravo Bravo. That's KG4WBB. And as the listing on Echolink said, my name is Steve, and I was in Martinez. Good to hear everybody tonight. Been gone a long time. Apologize.
SKI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KG4WBB, Mr. Steve. He's down there across the river in Martinez, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Hadn't heard you in a while. Heard you on the sideband net a couple of times. But I hadn't heard you up here on 2 meters. But good hearing you in here again tonight. Come back as often as you can. You know you're always welcome. Let's move up and go up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. KKWB4MOU. Rod and Ticket. We'll be in and out.
KOS. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I am mobile in Piedmont. 73 to you, Gary, and all of the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rig, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Liz. Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie. That's WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenwood County. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3, you and everyone on the net.
EOS. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt, and Edmund. I'll be negative, but I'll stick around for the swap net and I got a question or two for you in the rag queue.
4DOS. Say hey to Miss Joy for us and check in. K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden. No traffic. No comment. Thank you, sir.
DOS. Check in. Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo. W2MJB. Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife Wendy. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. Will be negative and negative, but listening, Gary. Thanks for calling at 73.
DIS, this is KO4, NUE, Kilo Oscar 4, November, Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. I'm stationed in Liberty on the 12 Mile River, and I'll be negative and negative.
This KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net start has a great group of folks to start off the evening with. I'd like to say good evening to WB4MOU, Mr. Ron over there in Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred. He's mobile down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And her husband, Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight in the arena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OIM, it's Mr. Walt. He's up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. Walt, I'll be back to you for some comments, and we'll get your question when we get to the rag chew portion. I appreciate you being here. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, Miss Wendy. They're down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mark. Tell Wendy we said hello. And KO4NUE, Mr. Chad, down there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chad. Additional stations, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Check in AA4RM, Alpha Alpha 4, Romeo Mike. My name is Robert. I'll be negative negative. Good evening to this box.
Hello. B4RQZ Nathan, Travis Red. And can you also please check in Al, KI4MLA.
KI4MLA.
MLN, my bad. Telephone relay. And KJ4WZM. Daniel, travel stress will be negative negative. Have a good night, Gary.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to AA4RM. That's my neighbor Robert over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Tell Miss Bonnie we said hello. And KJ4RQZ, that's my little buddy Nathan. He's up in Traveler's Rest. He brings along KI4MLN, Mr. Al, down there in Malden via telephone relay. And KJ4WZM, that's Mr. Daniel, and he's also up there in Traveler's Rest. I appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Daniel. Tell Al and Daniel we said hello. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Romeo. This is Jerry in Greenwood, South Carolina. I mean negative and negative.
Say good evening. KO4NNR, Mr. Jerry down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Fox Trot, Kilo Charlie. Good evening, Jerry and everybody on this. Just check me in last night.
Call. Kilo Charlie 4, Yankee Lima Charlie. KC4YLC, David down in Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
And 4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KE4ZHF. Mr. Keith up there in Columbus. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And KC4YLC. That's Mr. David. He's down in Whitmire. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located here in Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
For DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Mike 4 Zulu Echo Quebec. KM4 ZEQ, Kyle in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Hope y'all are doing well. And KM4Q, Mr. Kyle, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kyle. And I got another pre-check in. I got KN4MDA. That's Mr. John up in Lyman. So we got him in the log. Thanks for being with us there, John. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary, if you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. No traffic and no queue. And do tell the store that we say hello.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I will relay your message to Joey. Let's move up in the alphabet now to the Alpha through Delta, Group A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Can you please check in November 4 Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, IV negative and negative.
DOS. Kilowatt 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey, the name is Roland. And we're located in Pickens, negative and get negative. And good evening to all you good people.
KI4DOS.
54DJW, Dave in the rear, negative and negative. I'm sure we said hello, Gary. Appreciate you calling in.
KI4DOS. Hello, Joy. And to the net. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf, a.k.a. Easily, negative, negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4DJC. That's Mr. Jerry down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. And K1CJW. That's Mr. Roland. He's over at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roland. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well down there. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta. Call KI4DOS. EchoLink station up. Let's try EchoLink stations again for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, KO4RMD, Matt from Richmond, Virginia. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you for the late check-in.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, home and more. No traffic, no comments.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4RMD, Mr. Matt. He's up there in Virginia as well. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Matt, got two stations in here tonight from Virginia. Appreciate y'all coming down here and getting with us on Echo Link, and come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Also like to say good evening to WU2T, Mr. Rusty over there at Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. And everyone on the net tonight. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren in Taylor's, negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Dan, over at Northern Simpsonville. Good evening to you, Gary, and Joy, and everybody on the net. And Gary, I'll try to stick around for a little chew tonight, over.
KI4DOS. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kettler, North Carolina. We'll be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net.
Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Quebec Papa, Josh in Welford, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC. That's Mr. Warren. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope to see you on Saturday. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down in Northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope y'all are doing good. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being here, Harry. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, he's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being here, Gene. And KO4EQP, Mr. Josh, he's down in over there in Welford. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Josh. Let's see here. Any additional stations? Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Patient group now, India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative and send 73s for each one of you.
DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Quebec X-ray, this is Jeff down at Ware Place. I'll hang around for the rag chew portion for tonight for just a few minutes. Appreciate you calling the net tonight, Gary.
OS. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Miss Joy. Good evening, it's all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO. Jim and Traveler's Rest, I'll be negative and negative tonight, and 73 to all on the net.
See you enjoy tonight, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KI4DOS. Hi, Gary. Please check in and out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha. That's KG4, JIA, Dennis, and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net. 73.
For DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. 73 to everybody on the net.
DOS.
K4LWE, Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo, Larry in Piedmont, no traffic, no comment.
I4DOS, Gary, please check in KF4KYI, Kilo Foxtrot 4, Kilo Yankee India. This is Tom in downtown Greenville. No traffic and no comments tonight.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And KO4JQX. That's Mr. Jeff. He's down in Ware Place. Appreciate you being here, Jeff. Be back to you for some comments in just a little while. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Hope you're doing well. And KO4LAO, Mr. Jim, up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being here, Jim. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And KG4JIA, Mr. Dennis, up there at Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up in Asheville. Appreciate you being here, Duncan. And K4LWE is Mr. Larry. He's down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being here, Larry. And KF4KYI, Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. And K3JOI, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she's in her other room watching some TV tonight. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hello, DOS. DOS, please check in. Whiskey, Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, Juan in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, been listening. 73.
I say good evening to WA4KC. That's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. Let's open it up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Oh, that. This is Sam, KG4LPF, out of Slab Town. A little late getting on here, but I'm here. Have a good night. Appreciate y'all being in here, and hello to everyone on the net.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KG4LPF. Mr. Sam down there in Slab Town. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sam. Hope you're doing good. And KO4NNJ. And I missed your name. Speak up a little bit or get a little bit closer to your microphone. Your audio's down a little bit. Give me your name and location again, please, sir.
Tyler over in Taylor, South Carolina, KI4DOS, KO4NNJ.
Hey, Tyler, we got you that time. Thank you, young man. KO4NNJ, Mr. Tyler over there in Taylor's. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Tentec 2 and 6-meter combo transceiver.
works on 2 meters and 6 meters. He has a power supply and a microphone. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's an Elenco DM330MV. That's a 32-amp switching power supply. They would like $150 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Radio Shack 10-amp, 13.8-volt DC power supply. They would like $125 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a TE Systems 0552. That's a 6 meter amplifier, 375 watts out, and he would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Dentron MLA 2500. That's an HF amplifier. He would like $800 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an M-squared 7-element 6-meter beam. Has a 30-foot boom. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2100H. That's a 2-meter transceiver. He would like $70 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Hey, Gary, on that beam you just listed a minute ago, what kind of beam was it?
Steve, it's an M-squared. M-square, 7-element, 6-meter beam.
Okay, not familiar with that one. Do you know whether it's a Jockey or a quad? I'm not familiar.
Steve, I'm not familiar with that one. He just said it was an M-squared, 7-element, 6-meter beam with a 30-foot boom. So it's a big old long beam.
Okay, no, man, I have to look that up. That's interesting. KG4WBB, back in that.
If you look it up and you decide you want the contact information, just holler back at me and I'll give it to you. This KI4. Well, while we got a break here, let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check in Whiskey November 4 Sierra, Chris in Lyman. No traffic, not you. Good evening to you and all the net.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WN4S, Mr. Chris over there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. It's KI4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter swap net continuing. The next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's an Astron RS20A. That's a 20-amp linear power supply. They would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an Astron RS7A. That's a 7-amp power supply. He would like $40 for it. Does anyone need any fields? And the last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Bridgecom Anytone 878 Plus. That's a dual band HT. It does Bluetooth and APRS. It's got DMR. And he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book. Appreciate each and every one of you that stayed around listening to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, which I didn't have any of those tonight, but if you listed an item, or if you're looking for an item, or if you sell an item, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
DOS. It's A4ROW, portable. Richard and Greenville, no traffic, no rag.
And they would like to say good evening. K4ROW, Mr. Richard. He's over there portable tonight in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Richard would have been up on the 145-19 machine on Saturday. On the 6600 net, you'd have got the pink Cadillac tonight. You are number 66 on my list. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well, Richard. You take care. All right, first up on the stump is Mr. Walt, K4OIM, over up there at Lake Bowen in Inman. What have you been up to today, Walt, and what's your question?
Washing dishes, but I had to run down to Inman to get 5 more gallons of kerosene. I don't think springtime or warm weather's going to ever get here. It gets cold down here in this shack with no heat, Jagger. Yeah, but the question I had was last night on the net, I went through the list on the Brawler's website for the pre-check-ins. I wrote them all down, and at the beginning of the net, I called them all out and acknowledged them. And then right there at the toward the end of the net, 884RM, Robert, he checked in, and I said, Robert, I apologize for not recognizing you on the early check-ins because I thought I'd overlooked it. And he said, Walt, I didn't check in on the early check-in. And I went back to the top of my logbook, and sure enough, I had his name wrote down. But I went ahead and acknowledged him through the RF, but I didn't count him as a number on my check-ins. And then after the net, I went back to the Brawler's website and pulled up the pre-check-in list for last night. And sure enough, his name was on there. Reckon how that happened.
I don't know how that might have happened, but I was listening when Robert checked in, and I went ahead and pulled it up. And according to the list, you know, on the website that goes to the repeater, he was number 4, if I'm not mistaken. And the date was correct and everything else, so I don't know other than that. We'll have to ask Mr. Dave sometime, see if he might be able to explain that. But I don't know how that happened, Walt, unless he just forgot. He got on the computer and did the pre-check-in earlier. It's not like him to forget, but, you know, we all have them senior moments.
A couple last night, but I really enjoyed calling the net last night. I'm getting to where it don't bother me when I miss a call or a name or their location. I hate to go back and ask somebody to repeat, but boy, last night I had so much static on there that, well, you had to relay a couple of them for me, and we like to never got them checked in, but it's not bothering me now. I'm getting to where it don't bother me at all to go back and tell them, listen, I was writing something down or something and didn't get your full call or your wife's call sign or anything like that. So, like Robert, I mean, not Robert, but Dave told me, W4DJW, he said, Walt, if you don't get it, go back and ask them. You're in control. So it's not bothering me that much now. I know we all make mistakes, but I'm getting better at it. And, Gary, I know you got a pretty good list waiting on right you tonight, so I'll say 7-3s. And I'm glad you verified that for me. Yeah, he was number 4 on the pre-check-in list. So I'll say 7-3s, Gary, and I'll talk to you later. So K4OIM, I'll be clear and back to the net.
Mountain have his say. He has to have a say every once in a while. But no, Walt, I agree with you. I pulled it up last night, and Robert was on there. I don't know how that happened. But I don't know if Steve, WA5KSC, answered your or gave you a report on your antenna tonight on the sideband net. But if he didn't, you were sounding good. I had you were about 20 over on me here. And I don't know which way your antenna and my antenna is pointing, but
But like I said, I had a real good signal on you over here on the sideband net.
It picks up about 55 feet, but I'm going to have to get out there with the chainsaw and cut a couple of limbs off this Bradford pear tree. I've only got the ends of it up about 8 feet on each end, and I get them limbs out of the way, I'll get it up there flat top at about 50, 55 feet, Gary. So KI4DOS, K4OIM, I'll be clear, Gary.
Well, you take care out there running that chainsaw stuff, but you be careful, and I hope you get that thing on up in there the way you want it. You take care. Appreciate you hanging in there for some rag chew tonight. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. On the rag chew list tonight, not too dirty stump, is Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Miss Joan been up to today?
This is WB4FEE, and not a whole lot, just staying busy as usual. And but we was away for a day or two, and one reason we hadn't been on the air as much, and just hitting the high spots here, so to speak. But anyway, I wanted to tell you, I did get me a tomato plant yesterday and get it in the barrel out here behind the house. So that's my garden this year there, over.
Dad, you ahead of me. I ain't got my tomato plants in the ground yet. I was going to get out and run over the garden and put everything in the ground. And Joy looked at the forecast, and she said the temperature was supposed to be low for the next couple of days. And I said, well, you know what? I think I'll just wait for another day or two. And I'm kind of glad I did, because it's, what is it? It's 48 here at the house right now, and I think the high here today was about 52. So it hadn't been warm here at the house all day, so it's been kind of chilly and damp and rainy and windy. And we had a lot of wind, but I'm glad you got your garden planted, Dan. They got tomatoes on it.
No. I like the butter boys, and I want to tell you, I went by Ace Hardware up here. They had some pretty plants up there a little while back. Man, they didn't have a better boy at all. And so I went down here to Country Boys right down here on Woodard Road below me. And lo and behold, they didn't have nothing but little baby ones. And I mean, these were, and I think Lowe's up there had about the same thing last week when I was up there. They had a little short one. They were about 3 or 4 inches tall. And so they're just getting started, so to speak. And so anyway, I kept looking for my one that was about a foot tall and with a pretty good sized stem on it, but nobody seemed to have them. And so I just went ahead and got one of these little ones. I decided to plant it. It'll take it a little bit longer to get a tomato on it, but I told John with a little luck, we might have a tomato by August there, over.
We'll have tomatoes before then, Dan, I feel sure. But, no, I'm like you. Last year, I couldn't find any better boys. I had to get the Herbie Girls. Got a couple of those, and then some Marions and Roma tomatoes. We planted a bunch of those last year. Those are good little canning tomatoes if you do a lot of canning. But I like the better boys, for a sandwich or something like that. They got a big old slab of tomato when you put it on the sandwich.
Roger that. That's exactly right. That's why I like them. They're big enough to just about cover a piece of loaf bread, and they're a good smooth tomato. Don't have a big stalk in the middle of them. But now you talk about the Marions and the Rutgers there. And those little Romas are really good for canning, all three of them. And we like that little Roma tomato especially because it doesn't have a lot of seed in it, and it's really good in salads. If you eat a lot of salads, I love the Roma tomatoes in salads. And Joan, she loves them little cherry tomatoes. And and all, and they're okay, but the aroma seems to me to have a better flavor. And not so much seed, but I love it in a salad. But those Rutgers and Marions are good. They're good eating tomatoes too, but now they're really good for canning and soup and stuff like that. They're over.
Well, Dan, that's the reason we kind of plant a variety. We plant some for sandwiches and some for salads and some for canning. Joey bought some, I was trying to think of the name of it, it's a little grape tomato. It's about the size of a cherry tomato, but it's a, in diameter, but the length is about twice that. And they were called grape tomatoes. And those are like the Romas and stuff. They got real small seeds, and they don't have many seeds in them, but they're really good in salads as well. But I'm going to get my garden in. I haven't got it in yet, but it's supposed to dry out after today, and so I may get out there after the test session Saturday and get in the garden and get it tilled up and get it laid off and see if I can't put some seed in the ground and probably start riding around trying to find me some good tomato plants. I'm like you. I don't like to get those that are, look like they just come up. I like something that's got a little bit of size to the stalk, to the plant itself. They seem to hold up better if you have any wind out there.
This one here, like I say, it was short and it's right here behind the house, so hopefully it won't get a whole lot of wind on it. And it'll get the morning sun, and then it'll be kind of shaded in the evening, so that'll help a lot, too. And I'm going to try it. Like I said, I got it in a barrel, so if I have to, I can move it around with the hand truck, but I'm going to see what it does. So it'll probably be enough to keep us in some good fresh tomatoes when they start coming in there. Joan got her little raised bed out there against the house, and she got her herb garden in it. She got two or three different kind of herbs and all growing out there in it. Other than that, that's about it on garden around here now. And I sure do miss my garden. Well, I get the fever every spring, and just want to get out there and plow that backyard up again so bad. But I cured that. I went ahead and sold my tiller the other day, so I'll try not to worry about that too much now. They're over.
And it's kind of hard to get you a garden if you don't have a tiller. I'd hate to be out there like the old timey way and do it with a shovel and a hoe and a mattock and stuff like that. But I tell you what, that would really take some work. But I don't blame you. You garden if you like it, then it's a lot of fun. But it's a lot of work. I think it's all worth it myself because I know what's what kind of stuff I put on the plants and what's in the soil and that sort of thing. And I don't normally use commercial type fertilizer. I put some manure or compost or something of that nature on it. I got chicken manure that I put on it last year, and it did real good. But I went ahead and put it in and tilled it in, and before I planted, and that way it didn't burn the plants up or anything that way. So you got to be careful what you use and how much you use, because if you don't, you ain't going to get no groceries off of them plants.
you did a good move there when you went ahead and put that down and tilled it in first. Especially with the chicken manure, because it is strong, and it will burn the plants up easy if you put too much on it, so... But yeah, that's a good deal there. But anyway, I just wanted to holler at you a minute there and to let you know I'm still kicking down here in Simpsonville. So hope you have enjoy. Have a good week. And I'll holler at you again before too long. And Gary, it's been nice talking to you. So KI4DOS and Annette, this is WB4, Fox Echo Echo Clear.
Stan, will you take care? Tell Joan I said hello. Y'all be careful out there and enjoy your tomato plant and her herb garden. I know she'll enjoy getting fresh herbs and stuff out of her little part, and you'll enjoy getting the tomatoes. Y'all take care, and I'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it, Dan. Do we have any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Hey, Gary, you can read me. Richard Graham.
Hey, Richard, you checked in with me a while ago. Over there, you were portable, and I don't know if you heard me or not, but we got you in the log there, young man. Hope you're doing good.
No, I didn't get you. I was soaking in the tub and on a handheld, and the batteries went out. By the time I got another one in, it was gone. Good evening.
We got you the first go round, and I told you if we'd been up on the 145-19 machine on Saturday night, you would have got the pink Cadillac tonight there, Richard. You were number 66 on my list there, old. Take care. Next up on the rag you list is KO4JQX. Mr. Jeff down there in the wear place. Jeff, what have you been up to today, young man?
Good evening, Gary. Studying, man, studying. You answered my question talking to Dan a while ago. I come into the net kind of late, and wasn't sure if you'd covered it or not, but I was going to ask you where they go have the test session Saturday morning, and I heard you mention that to him. Is it going to be at 9 o'clock at the Red Cross building?
Yes, sir, it sure is.
Well, I plan on seeing you then. I'm going to come up there and take my general exam.
I better pass it.
I'm going to do my best, brother.
Positive to all the folks taking the test as I can be. You know, I remember back when I was taking mine, and there's a couple of times I went in there, I was nervous, and I said, I knew I'd been studying, and I said, well, I know the information, but I don't know if I'm ready to take the test or not. And I just about talked myself out of it before I got there, and then I go ahead and do it anyway, but you'll do well, I feel sure, because I know you've been studying, and you just go in there with a good, positive attitude. That helps more than anything else.
Yes, sir. That's what I'll do, but it starts at 9 o'clock, you say?
Starts at 9, and we'll be there, and we'll get your paperwork filled out and all that sort of stuff, and get you a test booklet and let you sit down, and we'll even try to be a little quiet so you can take the test.
I hear you. Hey, I can't remember. Do I need to bring my FRN number with me when I come this time?
Yeah, you'll need it to fill out your paperwork.
Okay, I just happen to remember that. Okay, Gary. Tell Miss Joy hello. Appreciate you calling the net tonight. Hadn't talked with you in a while. I give that guy the information on those two power supplies. He was up in North Carolina the other day when I sent you that message, but he ended up ordering him a new one. I meant to send you a message back and let you know, but I appreciate you getting back with me on that.
Well, Mayor Jeff, don't have any problems with that at all. I'm just, you know, trying to help these folks sell or buy or trade these items they got on the swap net. And I don't mind answering a text message, you know, a phone call like that about it. Sometimes I'm out there in the garden or on the tractor or the lawnmower or something of that nature. I don't hear the phone ring, but if somebody tries to call me, if they'll leave a message, I'll call them back. But I don't always get the phone number, you know, get the phone calls when they come in. But I try to check it several times a day, unless I've got dirt and grease and oil all over me. If I've been working on chainsaws or lawnmowers or something like that, and I'm dirty, I don't pick my phone up. I just, you know, leave it alone till I get cleaned up. But no, I don't mind doing that. If you run across somebody else that's looking for something like that, just, you know, let me know, and if I got it on there, I'll let you know about it.
I appreciate it, Gary. Okay, I know there's other people waiting, so have you a good evening, and KO4JQX 73 to you and everybody else. Have a good evening, sir. I plan on seeing you Saturday, if not.